The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the 27th of... What is this? May 27th. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Phillip's at the helm.
Good morning.
Are you doing this by yourself now? I noticed Ben sitting back there. Is that in case he has to slap you up in the side of the head?
Yeah, I'm getting cut loose on my own here pretty soon.
Well, I guess so. I'm not going to be paying two of you if you can do the job.
Exactly.
There you go. But Ben likes it because he can kick back and get on his computer and write emails to people. Can you hear me? You can. How can you hear me? Oh, through his ears?
Yeah, we got it coming through the headset here.
You better turn that down a little bit. Well, good morning. And do we have a national day today?
We sure do. It is National Grape Day. Yes.
Grape?
Yeah, grape. As in the
fruit. As in the grape. Okay, yep. Got it. Okay.
National Grape Popsicle Day and National Cellophane Tape Day.
Cellophane tape. Something we all need.
Yes.
My computer just quit. Nope. It's back again. Maybe. Okay. All right. Hey, weather. Ooh, sunny and hot today with a high near 99. Heat warnings are out, by the way. And you're going to see this for the next few days until you get to Thursday. Then you're going to have 100. Then Friday, 109. Saturday, 109. And then it really cools off to 96 on Sunday. And Monday, absolutely balmy at 90. So it's going to be hot and hot and then more hot here in the city and the valley. I imagine all the rest of the temperature is going to be like that. I know Sacramento was talking about 103 on Friday. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Why did my computer quit? It just stopped. Oh, now it's coming back. I literally rolled in. Watch Buford. I haven't been able to take him out. He's been in the car the last 2 hours. I just literally rolled in at 7 o'clock from Sacramento. Linda was catching a flight out of airfield down there. She's on a trip with her visitor girlfriends down in Texas and link up with a couple from here. And for 8 days, it's the longest we've been apart in 18 years. I dropped her off at 4:40 this morning at the airport and then raced back here. And I thought, I made it. And then a delivery truck. If you see our studios out here right off of Market Street, then you know, but we have our parking behind and then there's an alley where all the deliveries come in. Now, I would say 9 out of 10 of these delivery trucks, the bigger trucks, will pull up forward enough so that you can drive into the parking area here. Well, this one, today when I pulled in, they had blocked off our parking area and two guys. And I said, hey, you got to move your truck. You're blocking people. Oh, it's only going to be a few minutes. No, you don't understand. I've got to be at work and you're blocking. You only have to pull it 15 feet. And there's attitude and my attitude grew more than their attitude. And they moved their truck and so I could come in here and be on time. But there's no reason to do it. Anybody that parks back there knows that people use this parking lot, and there's only one way in and one way out. So So I'm whinging about it. Gosh. Hang on. That's me sneezing. Did you get that over the air?
No, I managed to cut that out.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Okay, I'll just wave my hand because this is going on lately. Well, welcome to the show. Today, Hayden Humane is going to join us, and I think I've got some more guests. All my stuff's out in the back of the car right now. Memorial Day. We had, of course, a couple services going. Anderson and one out in Igo. Of course, several hundred people showed up for that. And and sometimes we forget that Memorial Day is not honoring veterans, but honoring those who gave their lives for our country. And I'm on a email list of about, well, I guess about 50 other Marine officers that graduated at the same time in 74. And had a 50-year reunion last year. But we, and it's not like you hear from them all the time, but this one on Memorial Day started again. And Bob Wolfertz talked about the people that he knew that had died in the defense of our country. And I remember my last Marine that we lost was in Ramadi, Iraq. And it was in, early December of 06. And it was Major Megan McCain, a Annapolis graduate, done her time, gotten out, was literally a nationally ranked triathlete, also working out of a big company out of New York, and came back in for that one-year tour there in Iraq. She was in public affairs. And the officer that was supposed to take it from another service, take that Ramadi billet, said, "No, I don't want to do that." Well, Megan volunteered. And one of her missions was to escort the media around Ramadi. And she had just let off a pretty famous media personality. And we were out there, and she and her, two other Humvees took off, went around the corner, and about, I don't know, down the block, there was a huge explosion, and took out her Humvee and injured the other, and also damaged the other Humvees, but hers was literally not much left. And she was our last casualty for WinMet Forward in Iraq that year. And the service, we held a service for her at the in the chapel there. But I kept that. And she came from a Marine family. And I always remember that Megan McCain was the last Marine friend that died in combat, others, of course, in front of her over the years. But that's what you think of. You think of the people you serve with, people that served our country. Over a million men and women have died in defense of our country throughout the wars. Everywhere from, I guess you could start back at the Revolutionary War and then through the Civil War and then Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the various other wars that went on with the Desert Storm, Bosnia, Mogadishu. And then, of course, the war on terror that went on for 22 years. So it also comes down to it's like 1%. At one point, it's like 9% of the people in the United States that served. And it's down to like 1% now have served in the armed forces. So yesterday was a way, it was a time to remember those. Remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so we can be free. So you can have a 3-day weekend. And I hope that's what you did. I hope you went to one of the services. There's going to be another this Friday on the 30th at the Civic Auditorium at the Memorial Grove there, Veterans Grove there. And that'll start at 11 o'clock on Friday. I plan on being there along with several of my friends. And it's followed by lunch put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. And that's going to be Friday. I'll remind you about it during the week. Right now, we have to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salads, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. Sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Like I said, Linda is on her way down. In fact, she's flying at this point down to Texas and visit her girlfriend and then meet up with a couple of ladies from Reading. And they're going to go to the largest, I want to say yard sale, that's not it. Outdoor market, flea market in the world. It covers, I don't know, several hundred acres down in this town, Brandon or something like that, Blanton, Texas. And she's also going to Fort Worth to the stockyards there. And Fort Worth stockyards used to be the home of tens of thousands of cattle when they're moving them in Texas, and has now become a very much a tourist mecca. Beautiful hotels, lots of shops and restaurants and all types of things down there. Also, three times a day they have a cattle drive through the streets down there, the main street. It's not a lot of cattle. It's probably like 10 cattle, but they're all longhorns and kind of giving a taste of what it used to look like back 150 years ago, 175 years ago. So I can't wait to hear about that. It's one of the places I'd like to go visit. Shasta County, population continues to decline since 2020. Overall, Shasta County lost 1,900 people since the pandemic shutdown in April 2020, dropping its population from 182,000 in April 2020 to 180,000 on January 1st, 2025, according to the California Department of Finance, which releases a year-by-year population information in May. And I'm getting this article out of the Record Searchlight. Shasta County lost a slightly bigger percentage of its population than California did over the past 5 years. And it shows that we are still trending downward at a time when the state's population is bouncing back from its pre-COVID-19 numbers. Well, we have lots of people living here. They just count people. They don't count citizens. And see, Shasta County had an estimated, like I said, 180,000 residents. And even though we got a population bump in 2023, but that's the only year since 2020 the county grew. That was about 1,000 people. And Redding, Shasta Lake, and Anderson each lost almost exactly the same number of residents over the past 5 years. In Redding, we lost 212 residents since spring of 2020. As of January 1st, an estimated 93,000 people, 93,500 people live in Redding. Anderson lost 204 residents, and its population is right at 11,000. And Shasta Lake is down 209 people since 2020, and its population stands right around 10,000 on January 1st. So, Lassen County lost 4,000 people. Modoc lost 200. Well, for Modoc County, that's pretty big. There's only like 500 people that live there. And its population, Modoc County, is now 8,500. Siskiyou County lost 765 people, and its population is 43,000. Tehama lost 1,000 people. And Trinity County lost 228 people, and its population is right at 15,800. Fewer than half of California's 58 counties grew their population since April 2020. Placer County got a big growth spurt, boosting its numbers by 16,000 people. Considering it only had 400,000 that it started with in 2020, that is a pretty big bump. Other 19 counties grew their population since 2020. Colusa, Fresno, Glen, Imperial, blah, 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 San Diego, Riverside, Sutter, Yolo, and Yuba. And there's a few others in there. So we're losing a few people. 200 since 2020. I don't know if that's anything to be worried about, except when you lose people. You lose kids going to school, which cuts back on the amount of money that the state provides for our education up here. Less money means less taxes. Less money means less property taxes. And we already know we have a $5 million deficit in our city coffers this year. And what they're going to do about that is going to be interesting. Now that May is over in June, we'll start having some of our leadership of our city coming in here and explaining how they're going to handle that $5 million deficit. We'll also, with this 1 cent sales tax that seems to be gaining momentum as far as the getting the signatures, they've gotten almost as many signatures as they need right now. But they want to come in with another 3,000 or 4,000 over that just to make sure that they've got enough people to get it on the ballot. And it's going to look like it'll be a special election for that ballot measure. And it's for Redding, and only the people in Redding can vote for it. And because it comes from a citizens group, they only have to have 50% plus one to pass this. And we'll have one of their spokespeople in here to explain what that means, how the money is fenced off from being going into the general fund, how much this means per person for a year. As one of them pointed out, most of the people that will be involved in the tax don't live in Redding. Many of them come in from out of town. And from Shasta County. But since it's just a Redding-wide tax, it's only going to be the citizens of Redding voting for it. It's interesting. They've said that it's going to be used for infrastructure. It's going to be used for police and fire and parks and the rodeo grounds. It won't be used for raises. It'll just be used, like I said, or put into the general fund. It'll just be used for those specifically and be fenced off just for that. When we get a spokesman on, we can ask all those questions like, how do you know that's going to be fenced off? And what, and if they know that this money's coming in for infrastructure, are they going to move other money around that says, oh, okay, we don't need to do this because we're getting this money in for that? We'll see. We'll see what Barry Tippin and Jack Munn says. He's the mayor, and other people, on how, if, how this is going to work. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Jeff Horst has been doing this for about 30 years. He's truly the windshield whisperer when it comes to working on your windshield. From a small chip up to a crack, 24 inches in length, he'll fix it, brings your vehicle into a controlled atmosphere, puts a special mixture in on your on the windshield, and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. I know my, on the Red Rover, my old truck, it, he fixed a crack. Oh, gosh, and it was 17 years, and you still couldn't see the crack in that windshield. That's how, what's the kind of work he does. You're not going to be disappointed. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Buford. Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Looking for the dog. He's been locked in the car for the last 2.5 hours with me. And I probably need to take him for a walk at the top of the hour. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 7:35 in the morning here on the 27th of May. Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Dubai, except Linda's on vacation. So you got me. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, designers help you design that piece of jewelry if that's what you want, and then build it for you. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's reasons for that. Great selections of jewelry, very fair prices. And you can't go wrong by going to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know, we used to laugh about PG&E and all their brownouts they have and cutting off power. I mean, not laughing, but just saying, oh, my gosh, aren't we glad it doesn't happen here? So, you ready for some good news? REU is laying the groundwork to be able to preemptively cut power to some areas of the city this morning or this summer if wildfire-prone weather conditions arise and prompt red flag warnings. They're analyzing 20 years of wildfire and weather data to determine which parts of Reading would most likely need to be covered by a possible preemptive power cutoff. Ethan Ronson told the Reading City Council on their meeting May 20th, it's really focused on the outliers, the tail events, the worst of the worst, dry fuels and high winds, which we might need to leverage something like that. He said the company has the technology needed to initiate preemptive power shutoffs during red flag warnings, but has never used it. About 5% of REU customers could be in areas that are historically more susceptible to fire danger, making power shutoffs to stop electricity transmissions more likely there. Or you can already temporarily turn power off quickly and back on if something connects with the line but causes no damage. If repairs need to be made, the power will remain off until repairs are complete. So, 60-mile area, REU covers 45,000 customers, 90% of them residential. And the west side of Reading, much of it devastated during the car fire in 2019, would likely be included among REU's higher risk areas. They haven't done it, used it before, but what they're saying is we have the ability to do that if it looks really bad, that we can cut off the power. And like I said, they've never used it. But if they have to, at least they have the ability to do it. And with it being 110 this weekend, you just have to kind of take a look at it and think, well, I just wonder if we get high winds. And we haven't had any rain for a bit, and this starts. Is this something we're going to see for the first time? Well, we'll find out. That was another article out of the Record Searchlight. You remember Mary Lou Retton, Phil and Ben? Do you remember Mary Lou Retton, the Olympic champion and all this?
Yeah.
Got arrested for DUI in West Virginia.
Whoa.
I'm devastated by this. And I'm also devastated by the fact she's 57. charged with one count of driving under an influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs, and released after posting bond. And if you remember, last year, she had a real bad case of pneumonia and was not insured. And it led to a flood of donations totaling over $450,000. And she had an interview with the Today Show with an oxygen tube in her nose describing a harrowing month-long hospital stay, and including a moment when they were about to put me on life support. She can't get affordable health care. Now, this is a woman that without insurance because of pre-existing conditions, which she said include over 30 orthopedic surgeries, including 4 hip replacements. She later told NBC in the interview that she was now able to get medical insurance. So, do you remember Mary Lou Retton? You're old enough.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, you don't remember the Olympics because you're probably too young for that. But she went out there with a very injured ankle and then made that vault and hit it perfectly and won the gold medal. And she was the darling of America for several years after that. So you hate to hear things like that happen, but it does. The things going on, Ukraine and Russia launched hundreds of drones and attacks, killed numerous people. Ukrainians launched back. EU or Germany has said you can use the weapons, the long-range weapons that they've provided for strikes into Russia. So they're going to be using long-range rockets and missiles to attack Russian military targets. And military targets sometimes tend to be out there, and you don't have to worry about it. Other times they're closer in, then you get your collateral damage. However, this is another escalation, and Trump seemed very surprised that Putin was pushing out and taking the offensive again. And after all this war for these many years, and the millions of casualties, I think it's close to 2 million now. The Russians have lost over 1 million. Russians have gained like 1% more ground than they did when they first launched the war. And the thing is that Putin's talking to Trump like, oh no, we want to stop this. And Zelensky says, we want to stop this, yet Putin seems to keep taking a step backwards. And Putin's been around for, 25 years now? And he has worked every one of the presidents. And so you have to ask yourself, at what point, are you going to hit him with sanctions again? And how hard are these sanctions going to be? Like telling our European partners who are buying gas and oil from the Russians that, we're just going to start slapping tariffs on you if you keep buying the energy from Russia. Start cutting back on the war machine and the amount of money that's going to Russia so they can continue the war. Another kind of interesting statistic is 5 years ago, the vast majority of the Russians were worried about how they lived, quality of life. And now 60% of them seem to be thinking that it's the national pride of Russia, which means that's the support of Putin, which means that they can continue with their wars like that. Very interesting over what's happened, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. That they've gone from quality of life to essentially supporting the war there. So is it going to end? No. And then, of course, Israel is slamming Hamas, and Netanyahu said, we're going to get back all of the prisoners or their remains. And they've been hammering Hamas. And they want their hostages back, for their bodies. And I can understand that. The last thing, you know, before we take our break is, remember, did you ever watch Duck Dynasty? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, I caught a few episodes.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, kind of funny and mm-hmm. folksy and cornballish, but, you know, it's a family that became famous. He was a quarterback. In fact, Phil Robertson, who was the patriarch of the group, started football games. He was ranked over Terry Bradshaw at LSU.
Oh, wow.
And Bradshaw didn't start a game while Phil Robertson was there. And then, of course, Terry went on to the professional football ranks, and Robinson didn't. What he did was he started a duck call company and became very rich off this, on duck calls and other, you know, bird calls and things. And then they started their TV show and became kind of like, for 3 or 4 years there, became kind of the darlings of the syndicated shows. Anyway, he died today at 79. He had I don't know, cancer, Alzheimer's diagnosis. So he passed. And his son Willie and daughter-in-law Corey confirmed that he died after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So, just another person passing through that a lot of people knew who he was. They were very conservative, and we're not afraid to say that. And if you ever saw any of the Duck Dynasty shows, I mean, they were kind of contrived, of course, but they were amusing, and you could probably watch two or three in a row before you had to change the channel. 7:46 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Fowler Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fight Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl in the bot. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. It's Tuesday, the 27th of May. It's going to be about 99 today. It just is not going to get any better till probably next Sunday where it gets down to 96. We're going to go up to 109, 110 on Friday and Saturday. So it's going to be warm out there, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's when Judy Maxwell started her company. Two separate branches under one roof. Insurance and financial management. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, how about your insurance? Do you have the right insurance? Yeah, and that includes health, home insurance, personal property, all of this. For a free review and evaluation, give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 530-221-0441. Trump and Harvard. The battle is still going on. Harvard has sued in a federal court seeking the restoration of about $3.2 billion in federal grant funding frozen by the administration. And they've also said that that Trump has said is asking all federal agencies to find ways to terminate all federal contracts with Harvard amid this ongoing standoff over foreign student records at the Ivy League school. I didn't realize this, and I've seen this on several different sites, is that Harvard, 25% of Harvard's undergraduates are foreign or from other countries, and that many of them do not pay tuition there. They're picked up by grants. 25% of Harvard is from non-citizens of the United States. It doesn't seem like a lot, but you look at some of the other Ivy League schools, and those numbers are like 5% or 10%, not 25%. And at the same time, they're saying is that Harvard is also choosing people because of diversity and equity and inclusion, said that admission rates were 56% for African Americans, 31% for Hispanics, 15% for whites, and 13% for Asians. Said Harvard now has to offer a remedial math course, which has been described as middle school math for incoming freshmen. So now they're trying to cut back. They're cutting back on grants. They're cutting back on contracts that they had. Also, I read that Harvard's got like a $59 billion reserve that they've built up over the years, $59 billion. And yet we're still spending $3 or $4 billion a year in federal grant funding. So we'll see what happens with this, too. And what else do we have here? The more and more is coming out about former President Biden's mental decline. Was it deliberately hidden? Jake Tapper, who was one of the ones that helped cover this up and then has written a book about Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again. He's put the issue back in the forefront, and the book details Joe Biden's mental acuity concerns while in office, accusing the Biden White House of lying to reporters and voters. Now, it's Jake Tapper was one of the ones who said that he had talked to Biden. He was at the top of his game, and that he had he was ready. He could do anything. So I find it interesting that now he's writing like, that wasn't me. But he says, Tapper said, this could be a bigger cover up than Watergate. And that's interesting. Peter Doocy from Fox News, senior White House correspondent, responded by posting multiple videos to X showing him questioning Biden in the White House about the then president's cognitive decline, only to be quickly dismissed. Other White House reporters found it odd that CNN is tied to the book, while some had strong feelings about whether there truly was a cover-up. One White House reporter truly believes the White House clearly tried to hide the truth, and that they weren't saying anything. You didn't know that certain of his cabinet officials never got to see Joe Biden. That when he had a meeting, all the questions are already prescripted. That they all came in when they were asking questions, that Biden already had them, and he had his answers there in front of them. And if you dared to say anything about it, if any of the reporters did, then the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said this is not true, you're lying, that there's nothing wrong with the president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is it going to be, are they ever going to do an investigation about it? And should they? Or should they just kind of let Biden go off in the sidelines? But the big question is, who was making decisions if his mental decline was that much? Who's making the decisions at the White House? Who had the auto pen that could sign his name? Sign his name to letting people into the country. Sign his name into making, on decisions. That did he tell people to do that? Or were there people, underlings, making these decisions for the president that would have an impact on our country the way it has? Yeah, I probably think they need an investigation, see how far it went, to see, my gosh, there's a junior staffer down in the bowels of the White House that had his hands on the auto pen, and he made some decisions for the administration. Did it happen? I think people need to know that. And the fact is that the 25th Amendment about removing him from office because he wasn't up to, it'd been just like if he had had a stroke or been really sick, to have somebody else step in was never used. Anyway, let's take a break from the news, and we'll be right back with Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street was already flying high this morning. This could help boost it even more. Consumer confidence, measured by the Conference Board, rebounded this month following five straight monthly declines. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine could be the last straw for some congressional Republicans demanding the imposition of harsh sanctions on Russia for its devastating drone and missile strikes, the largest such assault of the war so far. We're getting some hints from President Trump that an Iran nuclear deal could soon be announced.
The president sounded upbeat following the latest round of talks between the United States and Iran.
I can tell you the Iran talks have been going very well.
He pointed to real serious progress in negotiations and said he might have something good to report soon.
I really would like to see that happen, and I think there's a good chance that it could happen.
The two countries are discussing how to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting some economic sanctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says the Senate and House leadership have been working together, working to build Republican support for that big, beautiful bill.
John Thune and Mike Johnson have done a fantastic job. They've been working together all the way up, so hopefully that'll be fine.
The president expects the Senate to make some changes to the House bill. Some will be minor, some fairly significant, according to Mr. Trump. Almost 50 people injured, 11 still hospitalized in Liverpool, England.
British police have said an incident in which a minivan hit crowds celebrating Liverpool's soccer victory is not being treated as terrorism. Merseyside police said a 53-year-old man, believed to be the driver, has been arrested, and they're not looking for anyone else.
And that's correspondent Karen Chamis reporting from London. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 520 points, the Nasdaq ahead 351. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service, direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor-fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
A U.S.-backed group says a new aid delivery system for Gaza has opened its first distribution hubs in the territory.
The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is taking over the handling of aid, despite objections from the U.N. The group says truckloads of food have been delivered to its hubs and distribution to Palestinians has begun. The foundation adds in a statement that, quote, more trucks with aid will be delivered tomorrow with the flow of aid increasing each day. It says its distribution points will be guarded by private security firms and that the aid will reach 1 million Palestinians by the end of the week. Ken Lorman reporting.
More than 200 Ukrainian POWs have died in Russian prisons since Moscow's invasion began 3 years ago. Officials from human rights groups, the United Nations, as well as the Ukrainian government, say that torture, starvation, and inadequate health care are likely contributing factors in many of those deaths. News and analysis, townhall.com. The best young spellers in the English language set to face off at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The Spelling Bee is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. The first bee was held in 1925 when the Louisville Courier-Journal invited other newspapers to host spelling bees and send their champions to Washington. The bee is now held just outside the nation's capital at a convention center on the banks of the Potomac River in Oxon Hill, Maryland. This will be the 97th bee. It was canceled from 1943 to 1945 because of World War II, and again in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Keith Peters, Washington.
A British South African endurance swimmer has crossed the finish line of a roughly 60-mile swim around Martha's Vineyard. Lewis Pugh, the first person to swim all the way around the island. The feat marks the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda took off today from Sacramento on a vacation for 8 days, so you just got me, which is... partly sufficient, I'm sure. Today, the 27th of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phil's at the helm. It's National Grape Day, National Grape Popsicle Day, and National what?
Cellophane Tape Day.
Cellophane Tape Day.
Wow.
Three huge inventions. Do you like grape popsicles?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Weather. Sunny and hot today with a high near 99 and a low around 65. And take a look at that through next Monday. The only change, of course, is when it hits Thursday, it's going to hit 100. And Friday, 109 for Friday and Saturday with lows around 75 in the evenings. And then Sunday, it's going to go all the way down to 96. And Monday, a high near 90. So, it's going to be hot. How hot? It's going to be so hot.
That's hot. 110. That's hot for May.
I'm starting to pant right now because that's how hot it's going to be. And there's still nothing slows down. Everything keeps going. Baseball starts this Friday, my friends, Colt 45s, and we're going to be broadcasting that first game. So you start tuning in at 7 o'clock on Friday, and you can hear the game. But it's even much better, though, because they're honoring veterans, if you go down there. And then on Saturday, they're going to be honoring the Reading Rodeo. So they have a Reading Rodeo down there, and wear your cowboy hats, and if you're a member of the association, I think you even get in free. So... but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business doing this for about 30 years. Third generation of the Kenny family is running the business. Chuck, in fact, it's a veteran-owned business, and Chuck Kenny, the founder, was the MC out at yesterday's Memorial Day service out at IGO. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. This is just a good group of people down there at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good.
It was nice to get greeted by Buford.
Buford's here.
Yes.
Now he's I took him out during the break, so he got a... was able to relieve some of the pressure on his bladder.
Yeah, I didn't know he was here, and I came in and stood at the front there and started looking at some stuff, and he came sauntering out, and
he
immediately knew who I was.
Oh yeah, he remembers you because he was one of your favorites.
Oh yeah, still is.
Yeah, Buford. As most people know, we got Buford. He came in here on a Friday from Haven Humane and went home with us the following Wednesday. We took him home with us, and he's been with us for over a year now.
And he's been training you ever since?
Ever since.
Yeah.
And he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah.
I guess we've changed, but he hasn't changed a bit. He's just, you know, we should have called him. I don't know who named him Buford. You could have named him dude because he's kind of like one of those laid-back surfer dude types.
I don't know. I feel like Buford's kind of a laid-back name, too.
Yeah.
He's pretty laid-back, though. He's not really chewing on a bone right now, but yeah.
Nothing seems to get him excited too much except he's up at the dog park. He loves playing out there in this little pit bull female named Olive. Grabbed his collar and pulled it off him and was running around Benton Dog Park. And Buford was chasing her, trying to get his collar back. And it was hilarious. She'd stop and shake it, and then he'd get a hold of it, and then they'd be running around. Both of them would have it in their mouth. Anyway, that's Buford.
That's pretty awesome.
So, what's going on over there?
Well, it's a good tie-in because coming up, is that, I guess that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday, June 7th, is going to be California's second annual Adopt a Pet Day. Last year on California Adopt a Pet Day, we had 33 animals that found homes, so 23 dogs and 10 cats. So it's going to be next Saturday the 7th, and we will be waiving all adoption fees at Haven and at PetSmart all day that day. So if you're looking for a great new addition to your family, that is definitely a great day to do it. But we have some amazing dogs and cats right now, so if you don't want them to go then and come down now, we've got very, very reasonable adoption fees on all of our animals. So come on down now and adopt. We've got some really great dogs and cats right now, and kittens and puppies right now that are all looking for forever homes. So, but, yes, California Adopt Today will be June 7th, Saturday, June 7th.
How many dogs you got in there now?
I don't know. I don't know what the latest count is. I think we're
still full.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're over 300 animals for sure.
Wow.
Probably closer to 400.
And you know what? You've been adopting them out a lot, too.
We have, yeah.
Is it like for every one you adopt, you could find two, or is it?
It feels like that some days. It's definitely not a we adopt and send out more than coming in lately, but we work to get to that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, that's going to be June 7th.
Yep.
And all adoption fees at Haven and are waived.
That's correct.
At Haven, it says PetSmart. Is that because you're going to be there?
Well, yeah, we're at PetSmart as well. We have a kiosk at PetSmart. We're there Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
At PetSmart. Yeah.
And then, of course, this is your chance to shine and display your dancing abilities at the Zumba Bash in August.
Yeah, our Zumba Bash is August 16th. Step right up for a night of wonder and excitement. It's a 2025 Zumba Bash Circus Spectacular. Get ready to dance the night away with the incredible Zumba instructors from Anderson Family Fitness. It's a high-energy evening packed with raffle prizes, drinks, and top-notch vendors. Tickets are on sale now at havenhumane.org, just $20 in advance or $25 at the door. And here's the kicker. Every ticket automatically enters you into the grand prize drawing for a one-year family membership to Anderson Family Fitness, which is valued at $1,428. To sponsor the event, you can call our development department at 530-241-5262. This really is a really fun event. The Anderson Family Fitness team has put this together every year. Jennifer Lozoya is just amazing, and she came to us with this idea quite a few years ago now, and we've done it every year since, and she does so much work for this, and the whole team there, and then Anderson Family Fitness gets behind it, so it's just a lot of fun. If you're into Zumba, it's great. If you're into exercise, it's great. If you just like good music, it's great. If you just want to support Haven, it's great. So it is a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than... You have to be there and experience it to understand how much fun it really is. It really is a lot of fun. The DJ plays great music. All the instructors come up with some routines that are absolutely amazing. I get tired just standing there watching them because it's amazing. And they always put together just a phenomenal, super entertaining show. And you can exercise.
Oh, okay.
And then after that...
You know what? I have not been to one of these.
No, you should go. I'm telling you. It's fun.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there.
Are you going to be dancing?
I will not be dancing.
So no. I wouldn't feel this this need to...
No, I will not be dancing. That is a true statement. I will not.
Okay.
Bark, Wine, and Brew is coming up. It will be here before we know it. It will be on October 4th. This year's theme is Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So reserve your table early so that you don't miss out on the great evening. To sponsor or reserve your table, please call our development team again at 530-241-5262. We will sell out. This sells out every year, and I would imagine that we will probably be sold out in the next month, month and a half at the latest on all of our tables. So if you're interested in supporting and coming to Bark, Wine, and Brew, it is going to be a lot of fun this year. We have some amazing MCs. We've got a new auctioneer that I don't believe has been in this area before. He's a lot of fun. I've seen him before. He's a lot of fun. And Annie and our development team has put together just such a great package of items, of fun. The pirate theme is going to be great. Everybody I talk to is working on their costumes, and I think it's just going to be a great night. So really, really looking forward to it this year. Again, that's October 4th. Get your tickets now. Actually, get your tables now. 241-5262 to talk to our development team. We're also looking for sponsors for the event as well.
So. This thing sells out every year.
Yes.
So just so you know, Mark is growing his beard for this event.
I am indeed.
And it's down to your second button right now. So what do you think? Third button?
Oh, I think it'll be... No, I think it'll be more than that. Yeah.
Fourth button?
Yeah, I mean, I got another, 5 months? Almost 5 months? Yeah, I think... I mean, it's growing pretty fast. I will tell you that, yeah, it's... Yeah, it's a lot more work than I thought, and I'm not looking forward to the 100-degree weather. We'll see how the beard is in the 100-degree weather. I'm a little nervous about it. I'm going to do it though. I'm going to keep the beard until at least October 5th, and then I got to make a decision if I want to keep the beard or not. But I will have the beard through October 5th.
You know who you look
like? For sure.
You know who you look like?
Santa.
No, well, no, not well. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
But you know who else you look like? Who was that late night talk show host?
Letterman.
Letterman. You look... Does he look a lot like Letterman?
I get the vibes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You know,
I wish I had Letterman's money.
Don't we all? Okay. So...
I do have his sarcasm, just so we're clear, but...
There's Buford, and the only trick Buford knows. He's doing it under the table right now.
He's sleeping.
The only trick he knows... That's it.
He's on his side, sound asleep.
On his back. Bark, Wine, and Brew, though. It's a great event. It's a wonderful night. And but it does sell out quick. And can you buy your tickets right now?
You can get tables, yes.
You can get tables.
Again, 530-241-5262. Call our development team.
I've got to do a break here, Phil. You've got to keep me online here, buddy. Okay, the way you do that is... You blink that yellow light. Do you know where the button is for that? Show me. There you go. And when I ignore that, knock on the window. Okay.
Just pop in and start throwing stuff
at I got you.
Or just run around the corner and say, hey, how about a break? Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on vacation, and we'll be back in a few days. Going to Texas. You know, her girlfriend lives in Texas, moved from Huntington Beach to Texas, and they like it. And then she's meeting up with two other ladies from right here in Reading that have roots in Texas. And they're going to the world's largest flea market. It's like hundreds of acres, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, down someplace down there.
Did she bring an empty bag with her?
she repacked last night and took about half of what she was going to take down there into another bag that I brought home. And then, so she'll have room to do that.
Right on.
Bring that kind of, you know, bring stuff
She's
back.
A planner. I knew she would.
It is a portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers on the main menu. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We've talked about that June 7th is California's second annual Adopt-a-Pet Day. Last year, they adopted out 33 animals, and you won't have to pay any adoption fees at Haven Humane or PetSmart that day. Then the Zumba Bash, August 16th, and, of course, Bark, Wine, and Brew, October 4th. latest on your hospital?
Yeah, lots of stuff going on at the hospital. So we're now on our summer hours for our walk-in vaccine clinics. So summer hours are 8 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. It's outside our vet hospital. Cats must be in a proper size carrier. And, it's, of course, it's first come, first served. We can see about 35 to 40 people, 35 to 40 animals, I should say, on that day. But, yeah, it's 8 to 10 a.m. now on Wednesdays for our vaccine clinic. We have a new type of walk-in rabies clinic on the fourth Tuesday of the month, which is today, from 2 to 4 p.m. This clinic is for rabies vaccines only and only for dogs. No other vaccines are available. This is ideal for dog owners who need to renew their dog licenses. So it's basically a licensing clinic with a rabies component to
it. How often do you get rabies shots? Every year?
The first one is usually 1 year, and then after that they can get a three-year booster.
Okay.
They do them in 1, 2, and 3 year, but most people get just a three-year booster to make it easier.
Okay.
And then the license, which is required by law in the state of California, the license coincides with the rabies vaccine. So the rabies vaccine. So you can't have an expired rabies and a current license. It's not going to work. So your rabies. So that's why people usually just get them the same. So you get a 3 year license. You get a 3 year rabies vaccine at the same time.
Okay.
That way they expire at the same time.
Okay.
Feral Fiesta Day, which is the last Thursday of the month, is coming up this week. We're spaying and neutering up to 50 feral cats. Drop off is at 7:15 a.m. and pickup is the same day at 4 p.m. Cost is $45. There are vouchers available that can offset some of that cost. This is for community cats or feral cats. They must be in a cat trap, and it must be a cat trap, not a small squirrel trap or something too small. That's not going to cut it for them. And they can't be in just a regular carrier. They must be in a trap for that.
So these are for people that have cut. Now, if you catch a cat in your trap, mm-hmm. you should look at their ears, right?
Yeah, if it's tipped, then they're already altered.
Yeah, tipped means that the tip end has been cut off straight across. It hasn't been correct. Like in a fight or anything.
Right.
And you know they've already,
you can tell the difference for sure.
Yeah, and so you know then they've already been fixed. So
that's
you
correct.
Can really let that tough. One go and get the next one.
Correct. And then our vet hospital is doing 7 trap neuter return surgeries Monday through Thursday. There's no daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap. You need to be at the vet hospital again by 7:15 a.m. for check-in. The cost is $45, the same cost. And then there's vouchers also to offset that cost depending on what jurisdiction you live in. And then our Princess Memorial Spay Neuter Day, which is basically the same, is brought to the community by generous anonymous cat lover. That's the second Thursday of every month. Haven will spay or neuter up to 40 cats free of charge. Cats must be in a live humane cat trap, only one cat per trap allowed. Cats will receive an ear tip, and there's a 5 cat limit per household per month on that one. And again, that's the second
so
Thursday of the month.
So if you look at Thursdays, that's the days they have all the spaying or neutering. It's on Thursdays, each one. Last Thursday,
the Feral Fiesta and the Princess Memorial are the second Thursday is Princess Memorial, the fourth Thursday is Feral
right.
Fiesta. But the 7 per day is Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
And we're open, basically, at the hospital. So lots of stuff going on at the hospital, lots and lots
of
stuff.
How many are you always full there?
Oh, yeah, with schedule? Yeah, oh, yeah. We have over, last I checked, we had over 1,400 people waiting to get spay-neuter surgeries on our waiting list.
Wow.
Yeah, so the need is great right now. It's very difficult to get in. We're very blessed in this area. We have some amazing veterinarians in our area, both at Haven and all of the local hospitals, but they're just inundated just like we are. So
I know that one vet, this may be this one you have now too, but the one I knew of before, it was like an assembly line, and I've talked about it, that they've got them all lined up. She's running two tables at a time, and then as soon as they're neutered, they're put down on this comfy pillow and covered up with people watching them, make sure they're okay.
Yeah, we have two full-time vets, and so they're basically just stand at the table and continue to spay and neuter. It's high-volume spay-neuter, which is much different than you're going to find when you go to a vet hospital. But the surgery is the exact same surgery. It's just the process that we go through to get them to help do the – it is. It's like an assembly line.
It is like an assembly.
So we have our team working on that. when they come off the table, they go on to it's basically a mattress. It's basically like a small kid's mattress. And so they lay there with heaters and with blankets until they wake up enough, and then they put them back in their either crate for a cat or, you know, the cages for the cat, or they put them back in one of the kennels for the dogs. And then they either go back to their owner, or they go to their adopter, or they go back up to the adoption center after that to find a new home.
Do you know if Buford originally started at Haven, your man?
What do you mean? Oh, I don't believe he did. I believe he came in as a stray.
So did he need to be neutered?
I think he did, yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he did, yeah.
Yeah, and then he was in there 72 days,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I know that's had an impact, I think, on how he sleeps at night, how he sleep all the way through the night. You know, it's that, and how he eats. Now, do you feed him once a day,
They feed him twice a day.
Okay.
But basically the way we do it is they give them half of their food in the morning at about, 10:30-ish. And then the rest goes in a little bucket that's on their cage, and so whenever on their kennel. So whenever they're quiet with 4 feet on the ground, then we'll give them some of that food. Either staff or volunteers will try and teach good behavior to them.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, they get all the rest of that food. So they do get their full allotment. It's just they get half at first, and then they get half either throughout the day or at the end of the day. But yeah.
Well, he eats. I mean, some days he'll eat it all. And other days he'll go in there and sniff it, maybe take a couple bites, and he just leaves it there.
Yeah, that's how my dog is.
He doesn't eat if he's not hungry, which is, you know, most dogs will just eat.
Yeah, my dog's the same way. She won't.
Yeah.
But the lab that I had, you could have fed her three bowls. You put a bowl down, she's going to hoover it up. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break. Were you blinking the light at me? You are, but he's standing in the way of it. So, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you remember that. The only place I've had my hair cut. In fact, I've got to call him today and make an appointment because my hair is coming down so far. It's almost as long as Story's beard. Never had a bad haircut there. 17 years of getting my hair cut here in Reading. I've never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. It's a great place. Tim and Logan, two fine young men. They give great haircuts. I can't say enough about the place. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478. That works for me. You can come in if they've got an opening. You get a great haircut. Sometimes I hang out, get in there early, and catch up on my car and track and National Geographic. Sometimes American Rifleman, if they have that. All of this is at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries by listening to The Billy, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Save 20 to 30% off at Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The Turtle Bay Garden Nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate, propagated on-site and ready for your home garden. The sale extends now through May 31st, located near the west entrance of the Turtle Bay Gardens at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that winning is gold. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:37 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 27th of May. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. With us is Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, with an update of what's going on at this wonderful civic, it's a star place. Without you all, we would have another 300 animals wandering the streets, and we would have never met Buford or the other great dogs you bring in here every week. And speaking of adoptions...
Yeah, we got some new stuff going on. So the first Saturday each month will be at the Reading Farmers Market at City Hall with a few dogs, adoptable dogs. So come see us from 7:30 to noon on July 5th. On July 5th. Not there on the 7th because of Adopted Day. We won't be there in June, that's why. We will be there July, though. We won't be there June because we have the Adopted Day event, so we don't have enough staff to support both, unfortunately. But we will be there July 5th. So starting back up in July, every Saturday, the first Saturday of the month for the Reading Farmers Market, we will be there. So we have been there in the past. We just started this, last month was the first time we did this.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So we are looking forward to that.
Get a lot of people down there. And, you know, and I think those are the kind of people that would probably adopt an animal.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, no, it's great. So we'll have a few adoptable dogs there each time, which is great. Our kit nursery is now open until, you know, sometime in November is normally when we shut it down for the season. But the nursery filled up right away. Our staff's working around the clock to nurture these little ones. We always need supplies, so if you'd like to help out, you'll find our wish list by going to our website, havenhumane.org, clicking on Ways to Give, then follow the wish list link. We also need foster homes for the kittens, which frees up space for us to take in and help more. Fostering requires a commitment of anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months, depending on the age of the kittens. We provide all the supplies, vet care, and training. More information is available, again, on our website, havenhumane.org, under the Volunteer tab, or you can call our foster coordinator at 530-241-1653.
Do you ever see these reels with cats and dogs, kittens and dogs, and the dog looks at it for the first time and is kind of like, what's this? And then, you know, within a day or two, the kitten's laying on them and, you know, the dog's just laying there with it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty cute.
Yep, for sure.
So you could adopt, even if you have a dog, if the dog is, you know, a quiet one. Or do you let people do that if they have dogs?
No, of course we do, yeah.
Yeah. They can foster some kittens.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can help us network our adoptable pets. Tell everyone you know what we've got, that we've got great pets at reasonable adoption fees, and they come altered, microchipped, and are current on vaccinations. Adoption fees are only $75 for an adult dog and $50 for an adult cat, and pets over 6 years old are half price thanks to the PALS Fund. You can share our Facebook and YouTube links and help us network these deserving pets. We have tons of stuff on social media. Our development team has been doing such an amazing job getting out the messaging on social media. There's a lot of cute stories. If you haven't seen them, there's some really, really good ones. There was one about pit bulls that was super cute that had thousands of people view it, which was great. So they're doing an amazing job there, and you can get that on all of our social media, Instagram, on Facebook. You know,
when you see it on Facebook, just, you know, like it and share it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all of us have, you know, people that look at it and may not know you know, see all the great pets you all got.
Yeah, and we also, starting, let's see, not the 7th, but the following weekend, was that the 14th, I think? Let's see, let's get there. Yeah, the 14th. Starting the 14th, my favorite time of year, Camp Love a Pet starts up. So starting the 14th, we're going to have some dogs that can get 2 weeks of training with some...
Let's talk about Camp Love a Pet. So, you've got, in case people are, you know, first time hearing about it, what is it?
I always talk about Camp Love a Pet. So Camp Love a Pet we have is for kids that are 10 to 15 years old. We do two camps. We do one in June and we do one in July. There's only about a week, except 1 weekend off, I think, between the two camps. And these 10 to 15 year olds come in, they get selected randomly to join a team or a house, however you wanted to talk about it. And then they get randomly paired with another camper who are then randomly paired with a shelter dog. And then during the 2 weeks of camp, it goes from 8 to 12 most days. There's a couple days where we do field trips. It goes 8 to 1. They train the dogs in the morning. So we use clicker training, so positive reinforcement training. The training that they do is basic obedience training, so sit, stay, down. They'll teach them a trick. Walking on a loose leash is a very important skill that we try and teach. And then they do some stuff with the pack. So we have a pack of, you know, 8 dogs, 16 kits, and a bunch of volunteers that are our counselors. And then we have speakers come in. We do field trips. Want to thank Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay always helps us out with that. So we go to Turtle Bay twice. We go once where we enjoy the wild animal show. We go to the museum. We see whatever the exhibit is this year. It's steampunk, I believe, is the exhibit they just put in. We're really excited to go see that. We see the wild animal show with Sharon and her team, which is always exciting. I love it. And they change it up every year, which is great. And so I'm excited for that. And then we go back the last Friday, and we actually go to Turtle Bay. We actually bring all the kids and the dogs, and we walk across the sundial and walk them. And then we head back for a big pizza party. And then we have a big graduation, pomp and circumstance graduation, on the last Saturday of camp each time, where the kids have to give a speech. They have to show their tricks, and they have to work as a team to do a team trick as well, which is great. And then hopefully all the dogs are adopted, and we invite the adopters. And then the kids can hand off the adopted dogs to the new adopters, and then they can see them.
And this is twice during the summer.
This is twice, yeah. So This year it starts, it's the 14th through the 28th of June, and then it's the 12th through the 26th of July.
Okay, so
registration starts February 1st, okay. And registration this year, registration started at 8 o'clock, but we got there early because we knew that people lined up, and by 6:50 in the morning I had a full schedule, I had full registration and had people on the waiting list.
It's
by
6:50 in the
before
morning?
Anybody had even registered their kids, just from the numbers that were handed out. Yes, we had people lined up at, I think the earliest person got there at 4:30 or 4:45 that morning.
Did they get, line up. Are they going to be in the Love a Pet?
They were number one, yeah. So I get there I got there this year and handed out numbers to everybody that came in, and we registered. It was the quickest that it had ever filled up, but it always fills up the first
day. Do you talk
day.
To the kids before you register them or not? Or is it just first come, first serve?
It's first come, first serve. The kids do have to do a 200-word minimum essay on why they want to be in camp, which we definitely read. And then there are some requirements. Obviously, they have to make the whole camp. Orientation is the first Saturday, and it's important that they're in orientation and graduation, and then they're for the two weeks as well. Because if they're not there, then it kind of gyps their teammate and it gyps the dog, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well. All right. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about all the programs that they're doing. Captain Love a Pet is starting. They've already filled it. They've already filled the first one. And
both of them.
Oh, you've already filled both of them then?
February 1st, they both get filled.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Baugh here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Tomorrow, Stephanie Bridges, Shasta County DA, joins us along with the Patriot Riders. And on Thursday, a voice from the past, Ken Murray, will be my guest, along with Kurt Hoyer Jr., who is a brewmaster, learned to be a brewmaster, and is teaching beer making, beer brewing at Shasta College. Those classes are going to start here pretty soon. So, it's the first time we've had a brewmaster on, so I'm looking forward to talking to Kurt also. But volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers are amazing. Volunteers have done so much for us. We just talked about Camp Love a Pet. You know, we can't do camp without volunteers. A lot of the volunteers for Camp Love a Pet are actually alumni who are campers that become junior counselors, and we encourage them to do that. And they make fantastic counselors after going through camp. And I'm excited for a couple of the new junior counselors because they were campers last year. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But our volunteers overall are absolutely amazing. They do so much for Haven. I love seeing they wear these neon green shirts, and they are just – to see them just always puts a smile on my face. So I want to send a huge shout-out, first of all, to all of our volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, it's very easy. All you have to do is go to our website, havenhumane.org, go on the volunteer page. You fill out a very simple online application, and then Katrina, who is our new volunteer program manager, you know Katrina because she's been coming in here every Friday with the dogs, but Katrina will now be taking
on. We love
on,
Katrina.
We do as well, and which is why she has moved into this role and joined our management team as the volunteer program manager. So she will now be taking over the volunteer program, which is great, from Cassie, who is moving into the executive assistant position. So she is still staying with the organization, which is great, which I'm very happy about. So Katrina is now the volunteer program manager. So once you fill out that application, she will email you what the next steps are. There's an online orientation that you will take, and then she'll talk to you about all the positions that we have available, all the areas that you can help. There's walking dogs and there's socializing cats, and those are probably the two biggest areas, but we have people to help in the hospital. We have people to help with just events. We had volunteers in the rodeo parade that walked. We have people that help out in licensing everywhere. So in kennels, we have people that help and clean. We have people that help in every area that we work with, and it is huge for us. because there is so much going on that our volunteers are just absolutely amazing.
And the physical fitness test that you give used to be the Marines, the 3 miles, 3 mile run, the 20 pull-ups and the 80 crunches, and you went to the Air Force physical fitness test, is typing at a computer and driving your car to work.
I believe in the don't ask anybody to do something you're not willing to do thing, so there's no physical fitness test.
Now, the volunteers is a lifeblood.
They are, absolutely, yeah. They are.
And they're a great group of people.
They are fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Our volunteers are...
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I guarantee you right now there's volunteers at campus right now walking dogs. Guaranteed. And after a long weekend, you know, the dogs are ready to get out of their kennels and go for a walk. So, I know that there'll be volunteers there today trying to make sure that all of them get out at least once and get some walks, and maybe some will get out a couple times. So, which is great. But yes, our volunteers are amazing. So if you want to join that team, please do. There are tons of opportunities. People always think, well, I don't know that I'm going to be able to walk the dogs. Okay, well, we have other things that you can do.
Sure.
People also say, there's no way I could go in there because I will end up adopting them all. And number one, we're not going to let you. Number two, that's not really how it works. When people come in there, I always tell people, if you can make it through about the first 3 weeks and make it kind of a habit, start coming in, whether it's 1 day a week or 2 days a week or whatever you want to come in on, you'll start realizing that you might be getting more out of this than the dogs are. And the first time that you see a dog or cat that gets adopted into a forever home, it's a pretty special feeling. And believe me, it's something that, that you have to experience really to understand, but it is really, really cool. So, I definitely encourage everybody to get involved in one way or another if you can. So again, havenhumane.org, go into the volunteer page, just fill out an application. Well, you can do one day every couple of weeks or 3 days a week or whatever you want to do. And whether you work with the dogs or you're helping out in the clinic or maybe you're helping with development, anything helps. There are ways to get involved. And if you can't do that, we totally understand it. That's where the helping us promote the social media and our Facebook posts and all that. There's tons of things that people can do to help out. Because I've said this before, and I'll say it many times again before I'm done doing this job, is it takes a community to do this. We can't do it by ourselves. And we are very fortunate to be in this community that is so supportive and helps us get the mission done and helps us find homes for all these animals.
Who's taking over from Katrina?
Is it
going to be several people or what?
No, we have somebody that's going to be taking over, yeah. They're still kind of working that out job-wise and who's going to be doing what. But that's coming down the pipe soon.
Okay. Because they're in here every Friday morning at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall in love with a different animal every week. We've blown through our hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to comment that today at the Board of Supervisors meeting, Chris Street is going to present his findings as far as how do we attract more doctors to Shasta County, and also the board's agendas apparently indicate that he's going to be talking about the need for a medical school and residency program in Shasta County. And so this was a contract that was and they voted on to give to him, and the includes interactions he's had, research and analysis, and for this. So that's going to happen today, in case you want to go down and see what the end results of this is. And then, like I said, tomorrow Shasta County DA rolls through, and we're going to talk to her about where we are with I listened to the Sheriff Bugnillo that came in the other day, and he's running for governor, and he laid it out pretty clearly that a lot of counties, including his, is overrun. And he's got two jails down in Riverside. That, what are we going to do? You know, if they're overrun down there with two jails, you know, and everybody knows our level jail being full, you know, what's going to happen in the future? Because I just saw that Gavin Newsom was getting ready to shut down another prison to save money because of the huge deficit that California has dug itself into. So that'll be one of the things we discuss tomorrow along with the court and what kind of delays they had because of a water leak, second water leak they've had at the brand new county courthouse. Not, you know, that's a state-run facility, too, by the way. Mark.
Carl.
We usually go for breakfast after
we do
our meeting, and today we will again. We can catch up on all types of stuff. I've got to go back and say again to you and your people how much the community appreciates everything you do. I mean, 300 animals that are being well taken care of, finding homes for them, and it's just not—it's not easy. I mean, and you know, volunteers. How long have you been there now?
Just over 12 years. Yeah, but and I want to.
Wow.
I actually want to piggyback on that and thank our team because I'm very blessed with an amazing team of dedicated professionals that are very compassionate and love the animals and what they do, and all the volunteers that support us in this community.
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy. Hey, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be here tomorrow. God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.